Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
I want to consider Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2. Can we read it together? One go. I love you, O Lord, my strength. Verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praise the Lord. Can we read it in the King James Version? Let's read it again. It said what? Verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Praise the Lord. We are talking about trusting the Lord, part 6. Trusting the Lord, part 6. The psalmist writing about his trust in the Lord made these powerful statements. In these powerful statements, the psalmist is pointing us to why he says he will put his trust in the Lord. And the definition in his heart for which he's seeing God the way he's seeing God and accepting the Lord to be the one he wants to repose or impose his trust in. And in doing so, he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. So here clearly you see that the psalmist is confessing his trust in the Lord because the Lord is a strength greater than him. Praise the Lord. So one of the definitions of trust in the Lord is putting your confidence in one who is greater in strength than you, such that you see him to be all that the psalmist is saying here, my rock, my fortress, like my castle. When they are bombing, I enter there and I cannot be bombed. But left to me alone, I'm exposed. He said, you are my fortress. You know, before Stamford Bridge used to be the fortress of Chelsea. The bridge was there. It was very difficult to cross the bridge, but now the bridge has broken. So all Chelsea people are inside the river of the bridge that has broken. Don't talk about mind you. Used to be a fortress. That means that when teams were going there, they were afraid. You could beat them anywhere, but not on their home turf. So it's like, God is my home turf. I have backing. I have support. And you know, when teams travel, they have maybe 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 fans traveling with them. But in their home, on their home turf, they have tens of thousands. Man, you have over 76,000. Shouting, and when you hear the voice coming, you will panic. So it's always the 11th player. Are you here at all? When you are in your fortress, you have a lot of support. You have a support system that makes you stable. Say, you are my deliverer, my God, my strength. So clearly you can see that he sees the Lord and he's put his trust in the Lord because he sees him as a strength greater than himself. Please, when you are thinking about putting your confidence in something, this is one of the ways you are defining it, that thing is a strength greater than you. And so we put our trust in the Lord because he is a strength greater than us. Job 39 verse 11 talks about the fact that He made an analogy. He said, will thou trust him because his strength is great, or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? Will you trust me? So why do you want to trust in something? One of the reasons is, Job is saying, is because possibly you see that the strength is great or greater than you, the one imposing your trust. In Psalm 52 verse 7, look at the Bible. It said, lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. This is the man that did not make God his strength. So, not making God your strength, what is he trying to talk about? He's saying that it means in the second line that that man trusted in the abundance of his riches rather than making God his strength or trusting in the Lord. Are you here? Are you sure you are here? So, trusting in the Lord is making God your strength because you see the Lord to be stronger than you, stronger than your riches, stronger than your friends, stronger than your parents, stronger than your job. Anything that makes you feel like you have value, when you put your trust in the Lord, you are saying that I have more value in the Lord than anything that adds value to my life. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. The scripture says some trust in chariot, some in horses, but we shall put our trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is stronger than us. It's a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. Praise the Lord. I've quoted that scripture too much that I've forgotten where it is. I think it's Psalm 20. Praise the Lord. Psalm 20 verse 7. For some trust in chariot and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. It's beautiful. So the strength of the Lord defines our trust in him. Again, trusting in the Lord is also defined in the realm of expectation. In the realm of what? We are on the road. Are you on the road with me? It's in the realm of expectation. And here in Romans chapter 15 verse 24, Romans 15:24, we see that he said, wheresoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you. For I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward by you. He said, if first I be somewhat what filled with your company, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you. That's my desire. For I trust to see you. I'm coming to you, but my expectation is to see you. I trust to see you in my journey. So here we see trust also defined as an expectation for something. Paul is talking. I'm coming to Spain. Anytime I do, my wish is to see you. And I will come to you, and I don't want to meet your absence. I trust not to meet your absence. So, when you will say you trust in the Lord, you also have high expectations of the Lord. That's God is a foundation of your expectation. When you say the expectations of the righteous, your expectation is not seated in human beings. Expectation for good. Expectation to receive things. They are not seated in a pastor, in a church, but in Christ. That God or Christ is the foundation of the expectations of your faith. I have preached though. And, you know, I have preached things. Sometimes, in a certain level of understanding, we have really preached. It's not falsehood, but it's not truth that is sometimes sitting on two legs. Praise the Lord. Like the scripture that says, 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe in the Lord thy God and he shall be established, and believe in his servant the prophet, and he shall prosper. You know, you can say all manner of nonsense with it, especially when it comes to the area of believing the prophet. Are you here? Especially when someone who sees visions and hears the voice of God, and in a typical prophetic ministry, they will be feeling like you need that person who is a prophet, rather than the fact that God was just talking generally, the scripture was generally talking about a Nabi, someone who has the word of God and declares the word of God. So you need a prophet, you know. So even when you have a pastor, you want to have a corner prophet. But that's not the context of that test. Are you here at all? And you know, when you believe in God, he will establish you like a tree, but you have to believe in the prophet to bear fruit. Wow. It's a rhema, sharp rhema, insight. Then you add on it, revu. So how about when the prophet you believe dies? The tree will wither. Please, I'm also a pastor. And I'm saying that there's a reason why Christ has put pastors in the lives of people. I'll give you shepherds after my own heart. They will feed you. That feeding calls for you opening your heart, if they are speaking the word of God, to believe the word that God is speaking through them, if the doctrine is sound. And if you do believe, your faith will work in line with what Christ wants your faith to work. And then you will now see everything that God is saying. Because it's difficult to believe a word God is telling you through a channel you don't believe. Praise the Lord. So, you know, when people can prophesy to people who are not too like that, they say that, no, I am taking the place of the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament church, in the Old Testament church, the prophet, the priest, and sometimes the king, you used to lead the people. But when Jesus died, he said, I'm going, I'll bring you a comforter. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came fully and took over the leadership of the regenerated, born-again believer. Because the Holy Spirit came to live in the hearts of human beings who had confessed the name of Christ. And from there, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, 14, start talking about as many as are led by the Spirit. Are you here at all? So the New Testament church is led by the Holy Spirit, but still uses pastors to disciple the church. Praise the Lord. So, I mean, these things are there. But your expectation, I know I'm anointed. And when you are coming to me to pray for you, you have to believe that God will use me to be a blessing unto you. But boy, oh boy, to have your expectation seated in me. Myself, I have expectations that have not been met yet. You know, and I'm trusting God big time. Are you here at all? Trusting God big time, cry. So, trusting in the Lord also. So, you see Apostle Paul in subsequent verses. 1 Corinthians 16, 7. 2 Corinthians 1, 13. Okay, let's just read through very quickly. 1 Corinthians 16, 7. Still alluding to the fact that trust here means expectation. Say, For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. I expect to tarry a while with you. Expectation right there. 2 Corinthians 1:13. Praise the Lord. He's just talking about, For we write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge. And I trust, I expect, ye shall acknowledge even to the end. Praise the Lord. So, trusting in the Lord according to the Bible, or trust in the Bible, also is sometimes, the meaning of it is expectation. So my expectation is seated on the Lord. I expect the Lord to come for me. I'm waiting upon the Lord. That's why we fast, we wait upon the Lord. Your walk with God is waiting upon the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on now, like a pilot to travel with you and land you safely in your destination. But you cannot trust or put your expectation in the arm of flesh. If you are here, say hallelujah. Come on now, if you are here, say hallelujah. So knowing this definition, we learned last week at the second service that some people don't trust in the Lord, they trust in man. And trusting in man is interesting because it also has children. Once you start trusting in man, you just veer into trusting in things that are human or earthly or manly. And in one of the things we learned is that people who trust in men trust in friends. Are you sure you are here? And I gave scriptures like Psalm 41 verse 9, Psalm 146 verse 3. But this morning, please, let's just read these scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 10 in the NASB. Very quickly, we need to run. Jeremiah 20 verse 10, NASB. It said something. It said, "For I have heard the whispering of many, terror on every side." He said, denounce him. Yes, let's denounce him. "All my trusted friends watching for my fall say, perhaps he will be deceived so that we may prevail against him and take our revenge on him." All my trusted friends. Sometimes you have trusted friends and they don't have good motives for you, but you trust them. The guy has come to impregnate you, but you say you love him. You understand? He's giving you money small, but he's going to use you for sikidru. He says, "My trusted helper." And if you realize that if you are waiting upon the Lord, when even someone comes here, like a leopard that has concealed its colors, stripes, if your trust is in the Lord, seeing the person as a channel God brought, it will be revealed to you that this is not one of those people that I brought to you. This one devil brought into your life. But when you now begin to say trusted friends, some people will even make decisions for their trusted friends against the Lord. "He's my bestie, he's my friend. And you have things to attend to for the Lord. And you are attending to a bestie at the expense of the Lord. Your trust is in a human being who is a best friend." And he says that it's going to cost you because they will lay ambush. And after a while, it will come up against you. So when you begin to put your trust so much in human beings, in friends, that same Jeremiah 38 verse 22 in the ESV. Jeremiah 38 verse 22. "Behold, all the women left in the house of the king of Judah were being led out to the officials of the king of Babylon and were saying, your trusted friends have deceived you and prevailed against you. Now that your feet are sunk in the mud, they turn away from you." Wow. That's why you have to trust in the Lord, because trusted friends may not be willing to go all the way when Yahweh happens. Jesus, he had women who were financially supporting him. Disciples that said, "I will die for you." Charlie, but during the crucifixion, the trial, he saw that, Charlie, you know, no, it's okay. Yes, baby, I hate India. Yes, level. Peter, of all people, Charlie, the small girl is asking him a question. He's just denying Jesus. Charlie, I say, "I don't know him. What is wrong with you?" Charlie, because, in the moment of adversity, human beings don't lay down their lives for another. She said that don't trust in a trusted friend, in a best friend. You can't put your trust. Because when your feet are sunk in the mud, everybody will be thinking about their own survival. Two of us. And I like what they say when you are on board a plane. Take care of your own safety first. before the children or your dependent. They say, a two level be a wobakura again who first. Praise the Lord. That is why imagine someone depending on a superman for their deliverance, and the superman, him or herself, is feeling that I need to secure myself. Charlie, at that level, each one for himself, God for us all. And many of us have gone through that kind of process where we have been. In Micah chapter 7, verse number 5. Micah 7, 5 in the King James. Micah 7, 5, he says, trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Sometimes you really have a friend who is valuable to you. But the Lord is saying, don't make that person your God. Don't make that person your source. Don't make that person your point of expectation. Don't make that person, are you here at all? Your strength in life. You know, sometimes when you remit the old people, you know, back home, you say, oh, so, so, and so. What do you want to do? I say, really? Really? Me that is suffering like this. Me na miya wahu odi, and yawu niya wahu odi bakukra. You know, and then they will say that if you were not there, you know, only so so and so and so are the only people there. By now, I would have died. Really? Thank God that God has been taking care of me to be able to do some things. Praise the Lord. Is God talking? Is God talking to someone at all? Yeah. Trust ye not in a friend. Many people have trusted friends. One day I went to do a program in Winneba some years ago, like over 15 years ago. And I was ministering to a certain lady whose life has been really jeopardized. Then God gave me a name of a friend who came to borrow her dress. Borrowed her dress and took her and juju her well. Lady was so sick. And at the time, the lady had gone through several miscarriages. Had become so sick. Not knowing, the friend was very, very envious of her. Ruined her, destroyed her. Until God intervened. But when I mentioned and I said all that, she remembered vividly the dress. And she collapsed. It will shock you. One lady that I ministered to, I mean, the pastor, the person she married is now a pastor. At that time, they were not, the man was not a pastor. The lady was a nurse who had been transferred to Cape Coast, and then they joined our church. They got married, and then they were believing God for the fruit of the womb. So one day, in a miracle service, I ministered to her. I said, your best friend who was your maid of honor, when the wedding happened, he brought you a gift, and the gift he brought you was a chopping board. Nice chopping board to use to cook for your husband. And I said, that's the chopping board you use in your kitchen. He said, yes. That's my maid of honor, my very best friend, gave it to me. She said that anytime you are chopping on that board, you are chopping love away. Do you know that anytime she cooked with a chopping board, she and the husband would be fighting. The marriage of like 1 year. War. Boy. That is where I began to ask myself, do people marry their enemies? So she went and brought the chopping board. We prayed for them, blah, blah. From that day, no wahala again. Chopping board, as you are chopping love away. Best friend. You can't put your trust in best friend. Put your trust only in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Is God talking to someone now? Can we go a bit deeper? Praise God. So we also learned that people also put their trust in their own heart or in themselves, in their own heart, in their wickedness. Me, you're wicked, Bia. I would deal with you, Bia. Wow. Be careful. Some other people also put their trust in for this service, they put their trust in their own righteousness. As you start putting your trust in man or things that are human, one of the things you are likely to do is that you will now be put putting your trust in your own righteousness. In Ezekiel 33 verse 13, in the King James, Ezekiel 33 verse 13, he said, when I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he has committed, he shall die for it. He said that a man that is here on earth must not put his trust in his own righteousness. Because righteousness is bequeathed to us. We have imputed righteousness. We assume the righteousness of Christ. Praise the Lord. We are righteous because Christ made us righteous. He's taking upon himself our condemnation, our sinful nature, and he's giving to us his righteousness. And therefore, we walk in his righteousness. That's why we have to be gracious. Because we didn't work to attain to this status of righteousness. And he's saying that a man should not think or trust in his own righteousness. That is to say that if God were to withdraw the investment of righteousness in your life, you are exposed to hell. So don't trust in your own holiness. That's why I do baby cry. When it comes to fornication, the Lord will tell you, flee. Challenge. Trust in the Lord who has given you this righteousness and flee. Praise the Lord. Not in your own righteousness. He said, if you trust in your own righteousness, then even your good will not be remembered. Because without the righteousness of Christ in our lives, your good or righteousness is like a filthy rag. And it doesn't pass before the Lord. Is God talking to someone now? So don't trust in your own holiness. As for me, you know, I don't do this, I don't do that. Look, when you see people doing things that you don't have appetite to do, thank God. Do what? But yes, sir, you understand? So when you see people who chase anything in skirt, Charlie, pray for them. Pray for them and don't look down on them. Don't trust in your own righteousness. Because coins were true. Hey, the road is slippery. He said, he that is strong, he should take heed. That's what the challenge. Take heed in the righteousness of God. Hey, don't trust in your own righteousness. I am me. Wow. Careful now. Hosea chapter 10 verse 13. Hosea 10:13, Basholabadada. He says that, praise the Lord. Hosea 10:13 says, ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou did trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. So, trusting in your righteousness is that you really trust in your way. Without the guidance of God, I know what to do. I know what's going to happen. Are you here at all? When you are talking with people who never allow you for your statement to land, and they seem to know what you are about to say, and they take it away from you, they really trust in their way. Have you seen some people like that? Yeah, you're sharing your mind. Okay, I know where he's going. He's stupid. That's not how it is. You trust in your way. And in the multitude of your mighty men. Sometimes the Bible says, go to the ant and learn. Praise the Lord. Every man must depend on God for your existence. You can't trust in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. Don't trust in your way. Because you sleep. It's only God who doesn't sleep. The way you know. That's why sometimes you know a particular road so much, but construction has started in the night. You saw it yesterday in the evening, not in the night. You use the road. But around 12 midnight, they started digging bunker in the road. And sometimes we drive automated. Some of you don't know how you reach home. Only God takes you home. That's why they put road signs there. We know you know the road. But when you went to sleep, a construction has started. Don't come with your mind that I know the road. You will die inside the pit. Because last night they dug up. Are you here at all? Some of the people that are very stable in your life, overnight something has happened to them. Some of the investment that are very stable, overnight something has happened. Hey! Then you say, I know my way. Chale, chale. Tell somebody, be calming down, be calming down. Be calming down, be calming down. That's every day we pray, we seek the face of God to direct our path. He said, this is the road you normally use. Don't use it. This is the person you will normally go for lunch with. Don't even eat. Because if you eat, you will not eat again. You will be eating. Don't say, I know my way. Blah, blah, blah. Praise the Lord. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord. Never take your own life into your own hands. And don't trust. He said, knowing your way means that you also have imposed or reposed your trust in your mighty man. I have this. I have that. I have this. I have that. Look, everything passes away. Sometimes mighty men become weak. Sometimes mighty men perish. Yeah. So even in your workplace, if your boss has been doing you good, don't use it to misbehave to some of the managers there. Because, Charlie, a new government will come. And the Bank of Ghana, the governor will be moved. If your misbehavior has been based on your relationship with the governor, now that he is gone, and they have made someone else that you used to misbehave to on the account of, I know the boss, what should that one do with you? Not to you, with you. Don't trust in your mighty men. Sometimes mighty men will sideline. I'm telling you, this new government, I believe that appointment that are going on, ministerial appointment, some people, they will tell them in the evening that, oh, your name has been chosen. In the morning, they will announce another person. Why? Yeah, we go to that hospital. All your lobbyists who don't even know what happened. Yeah. Oh, you are coming to trust in your mighty man. Pray, 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 pray until you see Jerusalem word established. Within 1 month, some people have even been changed. Charlie, don't be easy. Don't trust in your mighty man. There's a point where all your lobbyists, they become flat. Charlie, the man has gone to sleep and he's waking up. Now, Charlie, this is my second chance. I can't make the mistakes I made the last time. And he said, no. It didn't be a banana dream. And one opposite the edge. And then I'll be, when I'm present. You see that this one, he says, I'm appointing this one, no consultation. Don't trust in your mighty man. Sometimes some people wanted to marry in the church. And when we were praying, we thought that, Charlie, it doesn't say, but kakra. And I'm supposed to have any power. We won't worry now. I trust this guy loves me. I tried. This lady loves me. Why are you crying too? We will level. So, wow. Look at someone say, wow. Don't trust in your way. Your own righteousness. I don't know if I'm preaching to somebody here at all. Don't trust in your, I know my wife, I know my wife. You don't know. Brother, you don't know. The Bible said you will know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. You see, sometimes you don't know when people will catch the truth that will liberate them. And what you do doesn't work again. Your control button will just be broken because somebody caught truth. And when you are now remoting them, It will not be working. You will be surprised. You will be asking, is this still my wife? Then you come with all your psychological blackmail. The lady not the shake. She did that. But, and it will shock you. It shock you. Brother Bernard. It shock you. Praise the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 18. I don't know. Have I preached at all? I'm taking it easy, pa. This trust in the Lord will come back next year and continue. Habakkuk 2:18. Praise God. By God's grace, yeah. He said, what profited the graven image that the maker thereof has graven it? The molten image. And a teacher of lies that the maker of his work trusted therein. To make dumb idols. The whole scripture, you know, sometimes King James just speaks English that's difficult to comprehend. But he's saying that for the person who is a craftsman, who can make, you know, use wood to carve and, you know, idols and all of that, he says that you will not have any profit trusting in those images. That is to say that one of the ways we exhibit trust in our own righteousness is trusting in our own works. So metunia yenyamibia mebe sumuna oye powerful bia. Don't you see how people say that I have built an idol? Me simi domiwa ubwa wene wa ubeko ubwa. Opa for Francis Obin ye example na yadi. Ebe bafu we this is a kim because do you know why? Because Isaiah 8:10 is there. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 10 is there. He says that, take counsel together and it shall come to naught. Speak the word and it shall not stand. Why? God is with us. That's where our confidence is. Our confidence is not in the fact that we know how to do strategic warfare. No. Strategy. Do you know how people can do strategy? Well, people, you don't win battles by strategy alone. Sometimes the best strategy will bring the highest fatality. It's just God with us. The presence of God with us. So he says that don't trust in the graven image you have made. In the molten image. Molten image is golden calf. Graven image, wood. Carving idols. You know, this is the foundation of the confidence and pride of Jezebel. Daughter of a high priest of idols. Brought in so many idols and was very powerful consulting them that he took over the kingship. And when her confidence was at peak level, dogs licked her blood. A bold ya. A dummy. A dummy. Whoa, hey. You know, sometimes the idols you are invoking run away from town. Don't trust in your own ways. My age, my bubo coin at all, my bobby be at all, my bobby be at all. Come on, come on. Master, except the Lord build the house. Are you here? Are you here? Are you sure you are here? They just say, Abu Bokwayan to Abu Bokwayan. Believe God, trust God. Even when you are putting in effort, trust the Lord. Don't trust in your effort. Trust in the Lord who can make your effort profitable. So he's saying that, does this thing profit because you are just making graven images? Don't trust in your works because not all your works can be permitted to. You see, there's a scripture there. Let me just. Jeremiah 2:37 in the ESV. Why you should not even trust in. When you trust in your works, trust in your righteousness. Trust. This is one of the things God is going to do. In the ESV. Let's read it together. One go. From it too you will what? Come away with your hands on your head. For the Lord has what? Rejected those in whom you trust. And you will not prosper by them. You could prosper by some people, but God has decided that because you trust in them, I've rejected them. And this helper will not even function again. I've rejected. God can give you a shoulder. Not be small matter. He said, God has rejected those in whom you trust. And because he has rejected them, he has also decided that if you were to prosper by them, now I'm deciding that you will not prosper by them. It will not work again. It will not work again. So God wants us to put our trust in him. Please tell somebody, put your trust in God. All your confidence in God. Because he is stronger than you. Put all your expectation in God. And pray that God will make things around you work. People around you work. Systems around you work. Is it clear? Are you blessed? It's too powerful. Tell somebody, trust in the Lord. Seek the Lord. And ask him to make things around you work. People around you work. Systems around you work. Say, God, don't reject the people who are around me. And don't take the prosperity out of them. When I read this scripture, Charlie, I became steady, pa. I became steady, pa. Hey, infant, if you baby, what's in your dad? I've been so. Hey, in the dad, I've on your den, on so. Wow. The palm tree expected to blossom normally doesn't fruit. Like Jesus saw a fig tree. Everything around it was saying that this thing has fruit. When he approached it, parem. She, I see, even Jesus shocked. He said, wow. The body is different from the angel. Sometimes in a family, the people, the family heads believe will go very far. It becomes some way. And some of the people who are seen to be very dummy, you know, they now, God just does what he does best. That the stone that the builders reject becomes the head of the corner. I see God there changing the dynamics to favor you in Jesus' name. It's too powerful. We're going to pray. I want you to pray to God and say, God, give me the humility to focus on you and not to focus on myself. And not to focus on my righteousness, my works, my mighty men, but to focus on you, to put my trust in you, because you are the source of my strength. You are my expectation. You are the one who promises me and can never fail. Every man will fail. Let all men be liars and let only you, God, be true. Can you lift up your hand right now and pray to God right now? Father, give me the grace to focus on you. Give me the grace to put my faith in you. Give me the grace to trust in you. You and in you alone. So that you will guide and direct my path. Open your mouth and pray to God. Come on, I want to hear you. Pray to God. Open your mouth. Shalem ekota. I pray for the grace. I pray for the grace to be able to, Father Lord, trust in you, to put my trust, my confidence, everything in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Master Jesus, ke baro shiprete ke lepete, intala balakushete prete, jaru akapata, etore mendo shekelepe, adule bredika parasa, entele melege dedede, entele meleke petele. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Lord, we pray for the grace to be able to put our trust in you. Yeshonda labataha, atala bala bada bada, atala bada kala pata. Jesus, say, Father, as I put my trust in you. Let men, you are positioned in my pathway, be fruitful to my cause, order my steps into the right things. Let my efforts yield results, favorable results, this week I will hear good news. Open your mouth and pray right now. Open your mouth. Order my step. Direct my path. Glorify yourself in my life. Oh, praise to God, praise to God. It shall be well with you this week. You will see the glory of God. You will see the power of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Everyone, let's sing the song. Is that your song this morning? Chiobi, Nakachan is Sanama Jiyami. This is what my faith tells me. Please move to somebody. Move to somebody, about five people. Don't stand there. Move to about five people and confess it.
Oh, I trust them.
This week in Yami Mami breakthrough. Jesus. Can I hear everybody singing it?
Part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.